Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome into this Thursday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. Team WWL includes the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control. Usually the best dressed of us all is Charlie. We're kind of t-shirt guys, me, Mike, and Bobby. Nonetheless, we're here till 6:30. Oh, he's always wearing a polo. He's better dressed. We're t-shirt guys. Anyway, I'm wearing a polo as I speak.
Charlie's like a coach.
Dingy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's an executive here.
6:30 tonight, the pregame coverage of the Hall of Fame game. And then kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll carry that. We'll have that live for you. Preseason football back, but it's not really all that interesting nonetheless. Brian Horvat leads us off after our first bet. We'll hear from Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst and Saints legend at 5:20. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. We'll start, Bobby, with ultimately another...
Well, you don't want to start with the breaking news?
Kiko Alonso, reportedly, according to Ian Rappaport, is signing. He worked out with the Saints today, and he is believed to be signing, according to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network.
Well, the last impression, I think, the Houdat Nation had of Kiko Alonso... Christian, now, was that at Atlanta or was it in New Orleans?
It was in New Orleans.
Okay. My perception at the top of my head, it seemed like he had almost like 10 tackles in a quarter. He's having an unbelievable game, then he got hurt. And then we all remember Kiko Alonso. He was part of the deal when we got Quan Alexander and we sent Kiko Alonso to the 49ers, and then he was pretty much hurt from the get-go. But it just goes to show you all the injuries he's dealt with, and there's still a place for him to make a roster in the NFL. He's been a tackling machine. I can remember his numbers. More famously, I guess, when he was with the Dolphins.
Oh, with Buffalo.
Yeah. Buffalo, and where he had almost, like, if he didn't have 100 tackles, you'd be like, whoa, he's having an off season. So,
When he's well, as you say.
Hell when he's well. Yeah, so he must have passed the physical and he might be ready to roll.
Well, he hasn't played since 2019. So, think about it. That's 3 years out of this league. And so, man, and I remember the Saints originally got him and they dealt Vince Beagle off, who was a special teams guy, and dealt him off and acquired him. And Kiko's been a starter most of his career when he's been healthy. And Bob, what you brought up is correct. Man, you know, he's instinctive. He's smart. He knows how to get around bigger blockers. It's just the health issue. Can he stay healthy? And I think this does tell you one thing. They really don't necessarily maybe trust some of the backup linebackers, and they want to bring in a veteran here to see if he can stay healthy, because if he's healthy, now we haven't seen him in 3 years, but if he's healthy,
well, he has to be healthy. They wouldn't have passed him on the physical.
Well,
after 3 years, there's no way he's not healthy, because they would not have passed him on the physical. Now, he hasn't played, but he didn't figure out how to play football.
But
so to me,
but Father Time has his way.
Well, Father Time, but then they're not telling him to go play in the USFL or XFL. No.
And
they're
He hasn't played anywhere else either.
Yeah, well, he might have been rehabbing, and he's ready to roll.
I think.
I don't know.
I'm pretty certain that you sign, then you take a physical. If you fail physical, then the contract's void.
But then we'll know.
And so
if he fails the physical, then you know that he needs to go do something else.
Because, man, listen, he's had a ton of injuries. I mean, he's really piled them up during his career. And you always worry about that. I know one thing.
Did they work him out, though, Mike?
Yes.
Worked him out this morning.
And so
a few other veteran linebackers. John Bostic
was one of them. Kansas City linebacker. Also, they brought in who started 15 games for the Chiefs last year, was also brought in. So, you know, this is a team looking to bring in a vet, knows the game. And, again, nothing against him from a player standpoint. Because we've seen when he's healthy, Kiko Alonso can play. Big question mark is, are you available? Because that is a big part of any profession you're in. You got to be available.
Well, and
let me get to this text real quick.
Okay.
Got two of them right off the bat.
Quan.
He's with the Jets. He signed with the Jets about a week ago.
Yep. And Schobert, who they brought in, remember, he worked out with the team for a couple of days, and then he left, and he's worked out, I think, with two other teams, Joe Schobert. So, again, they were looking for the vet, but...
Well, Kiko could have been the cheapest, too. You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Now, again, his time in the league sort of gives him the kind of money frame that you're looking for, but you know nothing's going to be guaranteed.
That's interesting, though. He's been in the league. He's been in the league 9 years. This will be his 10th. That goes to that threshold where the veteran minimum is almost $1 million.
Bing, bing, bing.
And just look at his numbers. If he's on an active roster, I guarantee you total tackles. I'm just speculating again here, but just because how he produced. You know, at the beginning of his career and all that, and where he's at, he has to be one of the highest tacklers, you know, total tackles. You know, if you look at all the players who are active.
He's a second-round pick, by the way. People forget that.
He was the defensive rookie of the year in 2013 with Buffalo. Goes to show you. Now, look at it this way, guys. He's had 588 total tackles in his career, but... When you think games played is the big question mark with him.
All right, Ryan Horvath is next. He's played 86 games, as I said?
86.
And has how many tackles?
588.
That's a lot.
Tackling machine.
It's a lot.
No, he's around the ball. But again, are you available?
All right, Ryan Horvath, host of BetMGM Tonight, is next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Christian Garrick and the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting. Insider Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ryan, how you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great. We finally get some football tonight, kind of. I'll take whatever we could get, but we get the Hall of Fame game.
So okay, how much money you got on this game, Ryan?
Yeah, right. So what's the most popular bet on the Hall of Fame
game? Hall of Fame game. Don't tell me the under.
Yeah, I mean, the under. I mean, look at the total. That's kind of what you expect. I feel like, it's hitting at like a 70% clip. The under is in these
yes.
Hall of Fame games. The total went from 33.5 all the way down to 30, which is absolutely insane. I got a little bit of value. So the Jags opened up as 2.5-point favorites. And then obviously, you know, it's announced that Trevor Lawrence isn't going to play in the game. Travis Etienne isn't going to play in the game after everybody's been raving about him in camp, you know, coming back from that injury. So I jumped on the Raiders. I think this game's going to mean a little bit more. I mean, it's two new head coaches. Usually a new head coach tries to show out in his first preseason game, but you know, Josh McDaniels, it's a big weekend for his family. You know, he grew up pretty much right down the street. I know his father, I believe, is going in the Hall of Fame at the high school that he coached at. So I ended up going with the Raiders. I do think that they have the more talented second, third string, but it's pretty much a coin toss.
Man, Ryan, you really sound knows, to you me know? Like a guy that used to be the host here on Sports Talk, Buddy DiLiberto. Man, Buddy, he would always try to con me into betting on preseason games, East-West Shrine, North-South, Senior Bowl. Man, they had the blue-gray game years ago. It was on Christmas Day. He was gambling on that, so... but man, betting on preseason, God bless you.
Yeah, you know, it's just great to have football back. But there are certain angles, there are certain ways that you could kind of make some money in the preseason.
Yeah,
like
John
Harbaugh, for example. I mean, John Harbaugh goes out there to win every single preseason.
He sure does.
I like the Packers a little bit come this preseason. I always look at the teams that have a strong backup offensive line, because you have to look at these teams that are going to be evaluating their quarterbacks. How are they going to be protected? So if a team has a strong, you know, second string offensive line, I look to target them. I like Green Bay a little bit in the preseason because actually all the reviews on Jordan Love, it looks like some people are saying he might be ready to be an NFL starter. Obviously,
yeah,
that's not
right.
going to be in Green Bay, but we'll see what ends up happening. The thing is, man, this quarterback class next year is so deep with C.J. Stroud. I know some people think Bryce Young's a little bit too small, but I absolutely love him. I like the Van Dyke kid out of Miami.
Mark Levis.
It's going to be... Oh, I love Levis.
From love Kentucky.
Yow. Oh, man. I can't wait to watch them this year.
Oh, Will Levis.
I don't know. Yeah, Will Levis. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be an 8-win team. I don't know if they're going to be a 10-win team, but I know they're going to be able to score some points, and I really like him a lot.
Yeah, he's
and,
good.
And, Ryan, speaking of quarterbacks, and you bring up Green Bay, what is the fan base or what is your take on Aaron Rodgers to enhance, I don't know, his lifestyle, whatever, with psychedelics? I mean, kind of being enlightened.
You know, I said today, I don't know what's more impressive. Kyler Murray is a borderline top 10 quarterback when healthy. And, you know, the reports are he doesn't study the playbook. Or Aaron Rodgers being the back-to-back MVP while doing it on psychedelics. I don't know what's more impressive, man, because I'll tell you, I'm not buying into Kyler Murray just doesn't look at any of the – I don't buy into he's not watching any film. He's not diving into the playbook because he is so talented when he's healthy. But with Rodgers – you know, I joked because I grew up in Chicago, and so I was joking with my friends today because obviously they sent me the link and they were having fun with it. And I said, man, he owns your organization. He owns your franchise, and he's doing it on mushrooms and psychedelics. That has to be pretty embarrassing.
Ryan, I got a similar question along those lines. Explain his girlfriend is blue. What's her name?
She's not a witch,
man.
Though.
Blue
she's
Earth,
not a witch.
Blue Heaven? I'm not even sure.
Blue yeah, Earth.
Not
blue
a witch
Earth.
Is what she says. Yeah.
Yeah, I just she looks interesting.
She definitely does look interesting. But you know, the thing with Rodgers, I compare him to Jerry Seinfeld because every season, now Jerry in every episode had a new girlfriend.
Yes.
Rodgers every season
I got the
has
angle.
A new girlfriend.
I got it.
Well,
Danica Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, look at all these. And he went to Cal Berkeley. Come on. So that didn't. That's where it all started, psychedelics. I mean, come on. So that's why that didn't surprise me at all.
No, me either. He's a West Coast kid. And every time he gets it, you know, my old co-host in Milwaukee, he had a take that Rodgers, whoever he's hanging out with or whoever he's dating at the time, he kind of takes on that persona. He becomes that person.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting take, Ryan, because that does happen.
He's the hippie stud quarterback.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Hey, but as long as he throws 38 to 40 touchdown passes, continues to only turn the ball over 5 to 6 times, I think he'll be just fine, because I am super excited for that run game this year with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. I don't know who's going to take over as the number one receiver. Well, I'm more excited about the Saints, to be honest with you guys. I have so much money pumped into that over 8.5 overnight win.
Listen, I was going to tell you, Ryan, man, that defense, what I've been seeing in practice, is pretty damn good. And Will Lutz stays healthy. And, man, Michael Thomas yesterday, I mean, he really put on a show. And you can tell. I don't know if he's 100% back, but he's pretty close. And if Kamara can hold out the season – I think you're pretty good on that 8.5, and I'm good on the 8.
I think so, too. Yeah, the 8. I mean, I love getting the 8. I put it again at 8.5, and I also had to take a little stab with them winning the division, because Tampa Bay is great, don't get me wrong, but I don't know that they're minus 300 to win the division great this year with Tom Brady doing the fake retirement, then coming back. You know, they already are all beat up on the offensive line. We'll see what Julio Jones has left in the tank. It is great that they're getting Chris Godwin back for their sake, but I like the Saints a lot defensively. Jameis, I mean, again, I'm watching viral clips. Mike, I know that you guys are able to actually get out there and see this in person, but I love what I'm seeing from Chris Olave as the deep threat. And then, yeah, Mike Thomas. I mean, even if he's 80% to start the year, I mean, 3-4 years ago, we were talking about him like he was the best wide receiver in all of football. I'm more excited about the defensive side of the ball, like I said. So I'm excited for this team this year, you guys.
Well, and Jarvis. Jarvis looks good, too.
Well, Ryan, you know how the Saints got under the radar, unless the people on the end, in the know, so to speak, with the Saints. But I think everybody wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers. But, boy, locally, I know they got to be all excited about, because I think I saw him on NFL Network, but Coach LaFleur was talking about their defense. And that he would say, man, I don't know. We had a drill where I don't know if we didn't have even had time to pass. It seems like we'd have got sacked every time, and it was 7 first rounders. I mean, are y'all as excited about what that Packers defense as much as, you know, everyone wants to talk about Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers? But I think a lot of people don't realize that Packers defense could have an impact.
So this is why I love coming on with you guys, because everybody else today has been asking me about Aaron Rodgers, and it's a funny story, but I can't stop talking about this defense, because really for the last 15 years of my life, other than, you know, the Super Bowl year, they haven't had a top 10 defense. In fact, Aaron Rodgers has had a top 10 defense one time in his career, and he won the Super Bowl that year. So this is the first time I've ever been more excited about the defensive side of the ball than the offensive side of the ball, because I have no idea who the hell any of these guys in the wide receiver room are. I mean, I know who they are, but I don't know who's going to step up and be the number one. But on the defensive side of the ball, they were able to, because they do end up moving Devontae Adams, they were able to bring back Rasul Douglas, and they were able to bring back Devondre Campbell, two huge pickups from last season. And now you bring back Jair Alexander, when healthy. I think he's a top 3 defensive back in the league. Adrian Amos is a very underrated safety. I like Darnell Savage. He just has to stay healthy, and it's another year in Joe Barry's system. And then in the draft, everybody's excited about Quay Walker, rightfully so. But I like his teammate from Georgia a little bit better, Devontae Wyatt, at defensive tackle, because that means, finally, Kenny Clark isn't going to eat double teams on 85% of the snaps. I think people are going to realize just how damn good he is. Eric Stokes was really good as a rookie. Rashawn Gary is going to – he's going to have double-digit sacks this year, you guys. If you could find that prop, it sounds crazy, and it sounds like a homer pick. I wouldn't be shocked.
No,
if he was
I jumped on that.
Player of the year.
I did jump on that that double-digit sack for Gary. No, he looked like, man, the light has come on for him as a player. Your thoughts on
story on him really quick. So the other day, the second team defense, you guys may have even seen this, but I got a buddy that covers the team still. The second-team defense wasn't bringing it to practice, and he just got right in the huddle and started yelling at everybody. He's taking on the leader role. I'm really excited for him now that Za'Darius Smith is gone.
Your thoughts on the Cincinnati Bengals? They 9.5. This is a team that, they were close last year, really close. And, you know, and Joe had his appendix out. That's not a major surgery. But you think about on paper, Ryan, this team to me seems to be better than they were a year ago. Now, you're not going to sneak up on anybody, but I didn't think you snuck up on anybody once you got past the midway point. Everybody knew how good you were. How good do you think the Bengals can be, and that over bet on 9.5 for the Bengals?
I'm not fading the Bengals, and I wouldn't go under on the 9.5. I do expect them, you know, to be really competitive again this year. I won't be shocked if they win 12 games. I also wouldn't be shocked if they had a little bit of the Super Bowl hangover and maybe they're an 8-win football team, only because now Zach Taylor, he's a good coach, but sometimes I question his play calling a little bit just because I love Joe Mixon, but they run the ball on first down, you know, at like the fifth highest rate in the National Football League. And a lot of those carries are 2 yards, 3 yards. I just don't like Joe Burrow having to drop back on 3rd and 8, you know, a lot, because he takes so many unnecessary hits. And a lot of that is on him. He needs to learn how to slide, but he's great. Obviously, the skill position players are great. You know, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins is going to have another big year if he's able to stay healthy. I don't really mind what they lost at the tight end position. They need to do a better job protecting Joe, because he was so great. Even in the playoffs last year in those games, he just sat back there. He knew he had a hot defense. He knew they had a solid pass rush. So he just kept taking hit after hit because he knew, I don't want to force any turnovers because my defense is playing well enough to win this football game. If they're able to protect him, I think he's only going to continue to get better. I worry about the defense next year being as good as they were, even though they do have the most expensive defensive line in all of football, because they actually stayed pretty healthy last year. So my pick in that division with the Deshaun Watson stuff, and we don't know, is he going to miss 6 games? Is he going to miss the entire season?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Yeah, right. That's what I wanted to ask you.
I like Baltimore a little bit.
Yeah, Baltimore. You know, as much as the Saints dealt with injuries, the Ravens might have been the AFC version of the Saints.
Them and the Titans, Tennessee Titans, that they were dealing with.
Now, Ryan, you bring up Deshaun Watson. Everybody has a take on this. You look at Judge Robinson and Sue Robinson, and all of a sudden she ruled a 6-game suspension on Deshaun. Then you look at the NFL on Wednesday, yesterday, exercised its right to appeal per the collective bargaining agreement. Now, the players union has until the end of business Friday, my understanding, to respond in writing. The union could challenge the appeal ruling in federal court, setting the stage for a prolonged fight. The question is, do you think it's going to be a prolonged fight? And also, NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said there's no timeline for Goodell or his designee to make a ruling. According to the league personnel conduct policy, the appeal would be a process on an expedient basis. Also, it will be limited to consideration of the terms of discipline and imposed and based upon review of the existing record without reference to the evidence or testimony not previously considered. And that's all lawyer talk right there, but what do you think is going to happen? Could they save face maybe since they wanted a whole season, and maybe the NFLPA doesn't push back if they would say, I don't know, maybe 8 to 12 games, and at least we get to play 4 games? Or what is your take on that?
Yeah, it's a great question, because I think that Roger Goodell is going to go for the full season. I think they want him out this year. I don't think they want him playing football. And I think that's the reason, obviously, you know, that they go through the first process and you get the 6 games, because now I think there's a shot that if Roger Goodell rules the entire season that he has to miss, then I think that they may take this to court, you know, and say, okay, well, we're going to try to get him on the field this year. And then he'll have this chip in his back pocket, you know, that they went through this process. And that's kind of what went down. So he's not going to kind of like screw himself in the long run if this does go to court. But I don't know. I think if I'm a betting man, which obviously I am, I'm betting that he's going to miss the entire season. Even if he misses 6 games, even with the schedule being as easy as it is, I'm just looking at it like he's not going to be available. And even if he is, I know he's practicing with the team right now. He's going to be a little rusty. He hasn't played football in over a year and a half. We haven't seen him. I'm going with Baltimore this year to win the division, and I love that we're getting plus money with them. I know Cincinnati was great last year, but it's a prove-it year for Lamar Jackson. You expect J.K. Dobbins to be back. I know they haven't spent any money at the wide receiver position, and they lost Hollywood Brown, but that defense is going to be much better. Harbaugh's a great coach, and I just don't know what to do with Cleveland right now, because, you know, Stefanski was so good year one with Baker, and then year two, I thought he struggled a little bit with the play calling, but also because Baker was so beat up. He was so injured. And so they go after Deshaun, which is a player. He's one of the best. But I don't know, man. It's kind of a mess of a situation. I don't want to touch it right now in Cleveland.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us, man. We always enjoy talking to you, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, right. Ryan. Don't take any psychedelics.
That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvath. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more of Ryan Horvath's analysis, just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcasts.
See,
we'll have a lot more here on Sports Talk on the Big 870.
Man,
what you got, Hebert?
I was thinking psychedelics back in my day, that was you were tripping on acid, or a little blotter acid, it wasn't, or mushrooms, but and with psychedelics, that could be, that's a broad spectrum there. It depends what psychedelics you're on.
All right, we'll have Bobby give us a little bit more medicine advice right after this break here on the Big 870.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bobby, in your live read for FanDuel, you said...
Got some reaction.
Yeah, Major League Baseball, you can't play Major League Baseball on psychedelics.
I should have said you can't hit. You probably could pitch, because it did happen.
Yes, it did.
Thanks to Paul for sending that. And then you text me. I'm pretty sure Doc Ellis with the Pirates pitched a game on acid. Not only did he pitch a game, he pitched a no-hitter.
A no-hitter in 1970.
No-hitter. So 52 years
tripping
ago.
Tripping on acid or whatever.
Well, yeah, but then people, a lot of people would take, what was the slogan? That was the guy from Harvard. I'm trying to think of his name. I could see it. Dr. O'Leary. When it was like... somebody take it, then drop out or whatever. That was kind of a lifestyle at that time, and mind expanding. So,
and here was the crazy part.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers should have been a quarterback in 1970.
It was the first and only no hitter Doc Ellis ever pitched. Well, and listen, back then
he should have took another hit. Ass and might have had another.
We're not going to. I don't think we should be promoting the use of acid.
But man, Doc at that time, man, Doc could pitch.
People can tell their kids, "Oh, you don't do that."
Yeah, I mean,
come on. Yeah. Doc Ellis was an adult. He made adult decisions.
They had a lot of things going on with that Pirate team. But, boy, what I remember about those teams, man, Roberto Clemente.
Yep.
Oh, my God. He could play. But, man, Doc was in his own little world. And, 52 years ago, he pitched a no-hitter.
That might be, when you think about, that might be the greatest achievement ever, considering the adverse circumstance.
More so than Flavius Corpus?
But I don't know. I mean, he might have been on psychedelics. Flavius Scarpus, he was the number one charioteer in the history of the world, the richest athlete in the world. Chris, I've probably said this now a few times on the radio, but no, you know, we always talk about Tiger Woods and LeBron James. Boy, he became a billion-dollar athlete. He was worth, this is basically 70 years after Jesus, after Christ, right first century. And he was worth $15 billion in today's money. And he got killed on racing chariots at 26 years of age. So between, I guess, when he was a young stud charioteer at 15, 16, and so basically a decade, he was able to parlay that into being worth $15 billion in present-day money. So that's why I told you that favorite athlete, Flavius Scarpus.
Bob, the History Channel is doing a documentary on the fights in the Roman Colosseum, and goes to show you there is a little bit of a myth in that, and that over 70% of the people that were defeated, they didn't die. There was a myth that it was a fight to the death, and that's not accurate.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get back on track here.
It's always half-truths.
When we come back. Big C and Jimmy, you're next. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, to our Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text lines back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. Big C and Norco, what's going on, Big C? You're on WWL.
How y'all doing, fellas?
What you got, Big C?
What you got?
Yeah, man, I'd like to make a comment about this Brittany Griner situation, if I could. I was wondering, what do y'all think about, I watch ESPN and all these news stations acting like she's being held, you know, unreasonably. You tell me, how much of a dummy do you have to be to bring hash oil into communist Russia that has real tough drug laws for their own people, and when you get busted, you say that you're being illegally detained? I mean, come on, man. They got American citizens in South America and the Middle East that are being held for drug charges, and this country don't do nothing for those people. They acting like she should be getting preferential treatment because she's a famous basketball player, African-American female, lesbian. What do y'all think about that? Don't you think she's getting what she deserves?
Well, they're using her as a pawn. And, when you look into all part of negotiation, they said, well, she got 9 years. Whew. For the amount
in a Russian prison,
but amount of resin that I don't know that justifies
it was a teaspoon, the equivalent of a teaspoon.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, I mean, you're not in the United States; you're in Russia. No.
When you travel to foreign countries, you got to know their laws. Your responsibility.
And I think now the Russians. I mean, I'm just speculating here.
They want to make a deal.
Yeah, they came down harsh and use it as a.
As a bargaining tool.
Jimmy and Gretna, go ahead. Jimmy, you're on WWL.
Hey, what's up, Christian? Question and comment, and I'll hang up and listen. Comment first. You know, yesterday I called you, Christian. I told you, I asked you and the rest of the guys, is the deal with Trevor Penning getting kicked out of these practices because he's a rookie? Is it because he's so tall and big and everybody wants to chop him down like the biggest tree in the yard or whatever? Or is it because he's the one, he's like Kyle Turley 2.0? Well, ironically, and you said yesterday all three, all the above. I'll tell you a quick story here. I went to the practice today, and lo and behold, he came over by me, Christian, and I asked him the same question. I said, hey, man, you're getting a reputation for being nasty like Kyle Turley, smiled. And I said, hey, is it because you're a rookie? Is it because you're the biggest dude out here, or is it because you're the one starting all this stuff? He said the same thing you did, dude. He said all three and smiled. He's like, all the above. So I was like, man, it made me think of what you said yesterday. And, yeah, it's awesome.
He's unapologetic, Jimmy. He's unapologetic about his style of play, and he doesn't care.
And it's not going to change a lot. I'm just telling you. Once you got that in you, it's difficult to yank it out of you. But you got to be smart. And understand that you don't want to cost your team. His offensive line coach came on with us hours after the draft and made the comment. He got so many penalties because referees were watching him. He had that reputation, and he was the biggest, baddest dude on the field. And he got penalties he shouldn't have got. So, again, he's got to watch that because you don't want to cost your team. I don't want to take your aggression away, but I don't want you also to cost your football team.
Jimmy, thanks for the phone call. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.